sports teams. Hi, this is Chuck Wright. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bed Axe,
two receivers, split,
Harbor Beach, Port
up at the right, quarterback drops back,
equal housing lender,
knocked down at the line. Nice job by Josh White there. Beautiful play. Getting a big hand on it, knocking it down.
With auto owners,
of course, on a third down here.
You can. Discounts received.
I wonder what happened to Buchalski. He's been the quarterback all evening. Maybe two interceptions, and Coach Boyd saw enough.
Right
now, Bradley Joint in at quarterback for Nouvelle.
Well, I noticed he went down when he threw the interception. He seemed to get up slow, and now he's not back on the field in this series. Hope nothing serious happened to him. Probably with the forefront, two linebackers, they're set back in a deep zone. Quarterback drops back the pass, and it's knocked away by Ubley. That'll bring up fourth down for the Panthers.
And we are back up and running. Sorry about the technical difficulties, folks. I guess that's just how it goes, as they say. We can tell you, though, there is 5 minutes and 15 seconds left in this one. The Bearcats have given the football back. 34-21, Ubley with the lead. You want to keep it right here? All right, Jason, we're going to keep it right here. Derek, let me know over the internet computer here if everything is still okay. We're going to keep it right here during the commercial break, and let's reset what has happened here since we got knocked off the air a couple times here. Guys, go ahead. You guys, I was...
Well, I got... I may have... I don't know if this went across or not, but Nouvelle was driving, had started out with 9 minutes left, and on the very first play, Curtis Boom stepped in front of a Joseph Buchalski pass and ran it back for a touchdown from 22 yards out. The very next play by Nouvelle, another interception, this time by Brett Cleary. Ubley was forced to punt after that, and Nouvelle currently with the ball. Fourth down, 5:16 to go.
Fourth and 10.
And this may be the season for the Nouvelle Panthers.
On fourth down, near midfield, actually on the Ubley 43-yard line. Back to throw, over the middle, pass is completed, and it is a first down as Bradley Joint, the quarterback for Nouvelle, completes the pass.
And again, I see Buchalski on the sideline, number 7. Doesn't appear to have any issues, but maybe the two interceptions definitely scared the coach off here. First down for Nouvelle. Joint in the shotgun. Hand off Lewis. Right side. And the Ubley defense there to make the stop. Eric Booms on the tackle for the Bearcats, bringing up second and 8. Clock running, 4:45 to go. Nouvelle down 34-21 to the Bearcats. Nouvelle in the shotgun this time. Two wide receivers to either side. Tight end to the left side. Joint takes the snap, back to throw, and it's incomplete, and it was dropped over the middle, number 34, Mackenzie Shaper had it and dropped it.
Looked like it was tipped at the line.
Now third down for the Panthers. Time not on their side right now, 4:26 to go. Nouvelle again spreading it out. Going with four wide receivers. Bradley Joint, the quarterback.
Got to watch the tight end on this side. Number 34.
Pass is thrown. And it's caught. Down the sideline. Number 18. Sean Hanley. First down for Nouvelle. And he takes the ball inside the 15. Down to about the 12 or 13-yard line. I think they'll spot it at the 13-yard line.
Well, the Panthers aren't going away lightly, that's for sure. Pick up a nice first down.
Clock running, 4:10 to go in the game. Joint takes the snap, throws, and it's caught. Not much of a gain on the play. Bennett Lewis, I'm sorry, that's number 5, Ty Jacobs on the catch. Only a gain of about 3 yards on the play. Clock running. We're under 4 minutes to go. Brian Nash on the stop for the Bearcats.
The Panthers come out. 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left.
Joint out of the shotgun once again. Under a little bit of pressure, looking. Throws, it's incomplete. Thrown a little bit high again for Sean Hanley.
Nice defense by the Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, great coverage there by Brett Cleary. Another third down for the Nouvelle Panthers. .321 as the clock stopped on that incomplete pass. 3:21 left to go in the game. Bennett Lewis in the backfield this time with Joint out of the shotgun. Joint back to pass, looking. Has a man. It's caught. No, incomplete.
Incomplete.
It hit the ground, and that'll bring up fourth down for Nouvelle. And again, this could be their season. I said it on fourth and 10 earlier. I'll say it again here. It's probably a 13-point lead.
The receiver for Saginaw made a nice little whip route in there and was open. The quarterback just couldn't get it to him.
Yep, threw it a little bit behind him. And this Ubley defense making the stops when they need to. Looking to make one here.
Yep. Ball sitting right at the 10-yard line.
Nouvelle needs 7 yards for a first down. Joint back to throw, looks, has a man over the middle. Oh, what a hit by Tyler Peruski. Incomplete pass. Tyler Peruski a little slow to get up. The Nouvelle receiver, he finally gets up. That's Ty Jacobs, and he got his bell rung. Ubley's going to take over. And Coach,
that's
a hit you dream of right
there. Yeah, that hurt up here.
I could feel that one.
Yeah.
So Ubley will take over on downs. 3:12 remaining.
Peruski's a little shaken up, but I'm sure he just knocked some cobwebs loose, and he's right back in there. I'm sure Coach Sweeney had some good advice to him. Rub some dirt on it or something and get back in there.
That's right. And Tyler Peruski, if I had to pick a player of the game, just
wow.
On defense alone, just the hits he's made out there, Tyler Peruski making a name for himself in that Ubley secondary.
3:10 to go in the football game. Thank you, guys, once again for keeping things afloat here. Bearcats will hand it off and go up the middle. Brett Cleary, the ball carrier. I have been doing this for nearly 10 years. In fact, this is my 10th season. I have never seen a hit like that. I have never seen a hit like that.
And it was right in the end zone.
And
yeah, Jacobs had his hand on the ball. I mean, it would have been a touchdown. So no, it was the ball was thrown a little bit high, and I think that's what allowed Peruski to come in and just level Jacobs. And, I mean, that was a big boy hit right there.
You bet.
Second down and 8. A pickup of 2 on the previous play for Cleary. 2:30 to go in the football game. Bearcats just going to run it now across the left side of the line.
And I'm not sure of the Nouvelle timeout situation, but I would think they would try calling one here just to stop the clock, as Ubley's going to take this thing under 2 minutes if we don't see a timeout here.
Nash, the ball carrier there. Third down and 5 coming up.
I still can't get that hit out of my head. I wrote nothing down since then. I'm not being a very good stat keeper right now, but I don't think too many of the Ubley fans care right now. The only stat that matters is that they're up right now 34-21.
Yes, and just under 2 minutes to go in the football game. Derek, back at the studio, just doing a check, making sure everything's okay. We've had some problems here, so let me know if everything's okay by sending a message. Handoff goes straight up the middle on third down and stopped at the 15-yard line, and now we'll see Nouvelle call a timeout. We're going to keep it right here.
I think if our computer acts up again, I'll just have Tyler Peruski come up here and hit it. maybe that'll get it into shape.
Well, it might, and then again, it might.